Shkolim Perkei Mishnah Aleph. We have a fascinating Mishnah ahead of us. The Mishnah gives a perspective on the whole Tzura of Bayis Sheni. The Mishnah is going to list off all the different chalokim of the activities that took place, all the avodas bakodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, and who was in charge. Elohein ha-memunim shayu b'mikdash. These are the names of those that had the schus to be memunim on different chalokim of the different facets of the Avodas HaMikdash. Now, what the Mufashim explain over here, the Rav brings, is these 15 names that are going to be listed, that were always, there was always somebody in charge of each department, kiviyokul, of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? There's only one name. Is this 15 names that were at one time in space? So the Rav says, no. The way the Mishnah is listing it off is names that were G'dayli Hador, Chsidim, Ksherim, Tzadikim, at different periods of time on each department. That's one way of learning. And then the Rav brings Rabboisai Pirshu, that when this Tzura, exact Tzura of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, and had a Binis Yachas to the Avodah, comes from the Bayis Sheni. These were the Mamunim at the beginning of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. And forever, the department was called that. So now we're going to start listing. Yochanan ben Pinchas ala Chesomois. What's Chesomois? The mission is going to explain. Chesomois is stamps that were used to prove that one was the recipient of the Lashon of the Lashon of the Rav is ala Chesomois v'ala Slosois. Because these stamps were proof that the recipient bought a certain amount of things that he needed for a korban, primarily the ingredients for the nesachim. When he would bring a korban, he would bring an animal himself, and he would buy the things that he needed for a nesachim, the yayin, the shem, the solas, and so on, from this lishka. Achio ala nesachim. Achio was in charge of the nesachim themselves, not the purchasing of the chosomis in order to get the Nesachim, but the Nesachim itself, remember that it had to be made from a certain quality, it had to be made in a certain way, the Nesachim had to be Nishma Matayra, v'chulei, that was all Achia's department. Matisio ben Shmuel ala Piyosois, there were Piyosois in the Beis HaMikdash, they were Mephais, they made Geirolois, described by Richos and Mishnais in Yuma Bez Hashem, where the Piyosois every day for different Chalokim of the Mikdash, that was officiated upon by Matisio ben Shmuel. Psachio ala kindis. There's an interesting nekuda as to the identity of this psachio. But first to explain. Ala kinin are the oifois, the zug that are brought of oifois. And over here, there was a shofar, there was a container in the Mikdash. We'll learn about it later on, Perek Vov, where money was put in. And shofreis, in the shofreis, there was money for kinin. And kinin were brought for those women who needed them brought. Now, why don't you say by a regular carbon also? Just put money in a container and let the kahana bring. The teretz is because the Bailam has to bring a behemah himself because he needs smicha. So the Bailam would bring the behemah, he'd be soimich, and only then would he give over to the kahanim for the avoidah. Over here by the kinim, there's really no need, there's no din smicha. There's no need for him to be there. Now, there is a lechatchila that the owner of the korban should be standing over there in the Azorah when the Avodah is done. However, that's only a mitzvah min amovcha. So mele, there were many women, and it was more frequent, because it wasn't a shlamim. How often did a person bring a shlamim? Over here, it was every yoledes, every miscarriage, every zovah, so it was rather frequent. So mele, it was a certain amount of money. They kept cheshbon, they brought that many kinim that day from the money that was in the shofars. The reason why you needed somebody miyuchid for this department was because if you learn Maseches Kinim, you could be overwhelmed by the amount of Svekis that you have. So from the Shverest of Masechtes to Halt Kop in the Cheshbonis back and forth. And because of that, the one who was Mamun Ala Kinim had to be a Chokum Godel. Who is this Chokum Godel? Chazal Amigala Psachis and Mordechai. The Pashtus is that we're talking about Mordechai Hayahudi. And this would lend support for the Mistama. He was the very first one. Remember that he was already a Godel Ador in the Tkufa before Bayis Sheni. So when the establishment of Bayis Sheni, Al Yedei Deryovish, the son of Esther Hamalka from Achashverosh, The stomach, he went to Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. He left Paros Umodai. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was the first Mamun on this department. The Santa Zach. Why was Loma Nikra Shmoy Pesachio? Shoye Pesach B'dvorim V'dorshon. He would be the Pesach. He was the Chochum Godel that would be Pesach. He was the Godel Ador. V'yadeh Shivim Loshon. I will remember from the Megillah how he was the one who informed on Bixim V'Serish because he was Yadeh Shivim Loshon like the members of the Sanhedrin. Similarly, he was Pesach. He was also, if you want to add, I think one of the Mefarshim says this, that it was necessary to handle Aduch, the Sveikis of Kinnin, to be able to talk to people that had brought Kinnin, to answer questions. And because of that, there were women coming, people coming from all over the world to bring this carbon. You had to be a Yedei Shivim Loshen. But besides for that, the Etzem Zach, that he was a Chokom Otsu. By the way, there's a pasuk in Ezra and Nehemiah that talks about Mordechai Balshon. Pashtus is the same Mordechai Atzadik. And that's what the Rav refers to when he says, V'hu Mordechai Bilshon Sh'olam and Agoylo. The word Bilshon means Boila L'shoynois Harbe. That means it wasn't only a talent that he had, but it was the defining feature. He brought about Yeshua and Shal Yisrael. Maybe Geula Olam. That's how the Geula of Klal Yisrael from Haman took place. So we're talking about this was his feature. That was his name, Psachio. Ben Achio Achol Me'ayim. The Gemara says that Kehanim were prone to problems, stomach problems, because they eat a lot of meat, because of the Basa Kachim, and they also on cold stone floors in the Beis HaMikdash. So there had to be a full-time department for taking care of the Kehanim of that were Chole Me'ayim. The Rav, that's another point which is interesting. The Rav says that if a person eats a lot of meat, which is hard on the digestive system, the way to break down the meat properly is with Yayin. Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash can't drink Yayin. A Shosu Yayin is also to be Nichnas. They drank it with water. Drinking with water wasn't broken down properly, so there was an overabundance of chole me'ayim. Nechunya choyfe shichin. Nechunya was in charge of the department of digging boirois for the oily regalim. Here we're not even talking about in the base of Migdash. We're talking about departments of the Migdash, and a chelik of the Migdash was that oily regalim to facilitate the oily regalim should be able to come for Aliyah L'Regel. There was a big chokhmah in this, because it wasn't only a matter of digging. It was a matter of knowing where all the wells were, where the springs were, which digging point would bring up a mayon that would be good for the other regal. Gvini was the mamuna on Karoiz. Karoiz is the one who is machris. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Imdu ke'anam la'avaydu levim l'duchonot. The Mishnah also in Tomid. Kehanim la'avoido, levim biduchonam, for shira, v'yisroelam ha'modam, early in the morning. Mufarshim said that the Gemara comes from the Gemara where the Yerushalmi brings that koi lo yishol gvini, hoya nishma l'mirochek shal shmoyne parsois. The Rav brings 10 parsois, Yerushalmi seems to say, shmoyne parsois. Melech HaShleima says, there's no stira. He says, because there's also mavur aloshen of the Chazal, that the kroiz of Gvini was nishma ad Yerichoy. So Pshat is in the direction of Yerichoy. It went one merchak. It went ten parsois. And in other directions, it went shmoyne parsois. You have to explain that. Why in that direction? It was more open, more clear. There's also a ravid in Tomid that says about the koil that was nishma ad Yerichoy. He says the pashtus means nishma ad Yerichoy was heard at that distance. It was so loud. He says, no. The pshat is that the koil was a supernatural phenomenon. It was an S. Yerichoy is the shar. This is a Mestama Musik from Sifrei Kabbalah. Yerichoy is a shar that's distant from Yerushalayim, but it has a shar that's open towards Yerushalayim. The Ravid is Miramis, but the Mekubalim explain that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, so the first place they had to capture was Yerichoy, because that was the Mokim Merkaz Hatoma, and they had to go around and to break through the Klipos Hatoma that were in the Choymus of Yericho, and that's why our Aleinu, when we hold on to the Choymus Akdusha after davening, is always said with the tefillah with which they broke the Choymus Hamafsikos of the Sitra Acher. Because of that, Yericho is situated, it's like a Zel Umazeh from Yerushalayim. So the koil had to be from Yerushalayim, and it had to break through and be nishma. It had to be oilo b'keh in Yerichoy. Ma'idegi dir. Arriving in Talmud. Ben Gever al Mi'ilas Sheorim. Ben Gever was in charge, Mi'ilas Sheorim. There was a whole avoida of locking the Sheorim in the Beis HaMikdosh at night, and of course opening them in the morning. The avoida can't be started until the Sheorim are opened all the way into the Kodesh. Ben Bevai Alapakia. L'chor it's pronounced Ben Bevai. Alapakia. What does this mean? The Pasha of the Peshat that's brought down over here in the Rav and the Tosis Yom Tiv, it's also L'chora in the Mishnah and Midos, is that Pekia means like a strap. There's a mitzvah, it's Kovod HaMikdosh, that there should be Shmira at night, the Kehanim and the Levim. And they rested on the premise of the Beis HaMikdosh, they weren't allowed to fall asleep. Middle of the night, it's easy enough to fall asleep, to dream a line and fall asleep. This Pekia was used to give a whip, to hit Kehanim and Levim, to shock them into waking up. That doesn't sound like a very enviable job, but you're talking about a dava that was choshul. Another pshat that the Rav brings over here, it comes from the Yerushalmi, is Pekia is Miloshen Hafko, that they took Begodim, old worn-out Begodim of the Beis HaMikdash, Kibavur and a Mishnah in Sukkah, and they made Psilois for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. So because they were mafkia, the kedusha of the big dekuna, that's why it was called pekia. Ben Arza ala tziltzol. Tziltzol is klizemer. David HaMelech uses the term in Tehillim. So the tziltzol was the coil. It was a very strong coil. And it would give a shokel. Titzileno shtei oznov. Sometimes it's used in svarim. That my ears are ringing from the noise, from like a shock. So Ben Arza was in charge. The reason why it's called Ala Tziltzel, Chayr means on the musical instruments. It's the Tziltzel was the most dramatic. So that's why it's called Ala Tziltzel. Hugras Ben Levi, Ala Shir. Hugras was from Shevet Levi. The others didn't have to be from Shevet Levi, most of the ones mentioned above. But Hugras was from Shevet Levi. He would choose which Levim would go up to Shir. He would organize the choir and be Misadr. The Levim that was singing, the Levim Beshira. Beis Gormu, Amaisa Lechem Aponim. Beis Gormu was in charge of the Maisa Lechem Aponim, which is a whole Chochmah. The Mishnah describes, Sugi Menachos, that the shape of the Lechem Aponim was Kamin Teva Prutza. It was a whole Chochmah how to make it that it should have a certain tzur and should fit on. This is the famous Gemara in Yuma. Gemara, it's a Mishnah in the third parak in Yuma, where Anshei Beis Gormu didn't want to teach others the secret of Lechem Aponim. They meant L'Shem Shemayim, B'chol Zoyis Ayin Shom, the Chazal criticized them. Beis Avtinas al Maisa Akteris. Again, Maisa Akteris, there was a certain Chochmah in blending together. Also, the invisible ingredient, so to speak, in the Akteris is the Male Oshon that makes the smoke of the burnt Akteris go up in a straight line. They were the ones who knew the secret of what exactly and how exactly to put in the Mala Oshun, and they weren't Megalat others. Again, they criticized the Mishnah we mentioned in the third Perek of Yuma. Elozer ala Peroichis. The Peroichis is not just the Peroichis that separates the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were actually 13 Peroichisin in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 7 Shorim Nazar each one had. One for the Shar HaUlam, one for the Shar HaHeichel. The Ulam is the part that goes from the Azora into the Heichel, it's the in-between. One going into the Heichel, what we call the Kodesh. There were actually 2 in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash at least, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Pasuk and Pashas Truma we have 1, but Lamaisa there were 2. And then there were 2 above that separated the upper chambers of the Mikdash, Kibavur, Misachas, Taman, and Midos. It's also Sugya Nidin Yuma, Daphne Dalid, where there was a separation between the Aliyos, the upper chambers that were on the side of the Kodesh Kadoshim, with the ones that were on the side of the Kodesh, altogether a total of 13. 2 of them were replaced twice a year, that means that there was more use, and the others were replaced Kviat Tzarech, the one who was in charge of the whole process, the weaving and the taking down and the checking when it was in need of replacement, was Elozer. Pinchas al Malbush. Pinchas was the one who was in charge of Big Dekuna. It was a big job. thousands of Kahanim that had to be outfitted. Remember, Midoy Bad, every single one of them, Kimavur and the Psukim in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, had to be outfitted in exact size. So they had to take measures, they had to make sure there was enough of each size, that each Kohen was accounted for, that as many Kahanim as there were, the Begodim that would fit him specifically was there. Mishnah Beis. Ein Poichasim Mishloisha Gizborin U'mishiva Amarkolim. The Mishnah over here is going to talk about, we just set up 15 heads of departments in Yonei Beis HaMikdosh, Iske Beis HaMikdosh, but there has to be oversight. Those are the ones who are in charge, but there's oversight. The oversight is the Shloisha Gizborim that are in charge of Mois HaMikdosh. We kept on talking in the first few prokim about the Gizbor. The Gizbor, by the way, is Chazal's way of saying the one who has the Koyach, who represents. It's a legal term also. It's not just the one who puts in the work. The legal, in the sense of that when a Gizbor is Zoichen something, it has a din of a kinyon on behalf of the Migdosh. Who makes the kinyonim on Mois Hegdish? Who makes the price, the psikas on Mois? Gizbor. So there's always has to be Shloisha Gizbor, and this, by the way, it is also Binyone, the Gemara in Bava Basra learns out Binyone Tzedakas in a way that's negated today. You can't have a single person being in charge of Tzedakas. There has to be a give and take. The same way a Bezdin is a give and take. There's a Tzad Yeh, there's a Tzad No, and there's a Koyach HaMachri in every Bezdin, every Din Torah. Over here also, there has to be Shloisha Gizbarim to be able to hear different angles of every issue that comes up. There's also another Din, besides the general Mois Hegdish and decision making. There's a din of harocha. In order to be poidil, the marshal psulei hamigdosh, psulei karbonis, it has to go through, the behemah has to go through a process of harocha. Hamodu v'harocha v'omdu. It has to be shot stopped, the value, and only with that, when the value is shot stopped by the officials, that's when it could go out l'chul, psukim then the pashas b'chukaisai. Said the marshal a few mishnayos ago by oifos, there is no din of hamodu v'harocha. Al kaponim the shloisha gizborim umishiva, you can't have less than shiva amar kolim. What's amar kolim? The amar kolim are the ones that are in top, like there's heads of division and there's armies. Lahavdul mishiva amar kolim is amar kolim. By the way, beloshna targum is you have already in Parshas Bamidbar. Unasi nesiya halevi, the uncle says over there, amar kolo dimemano al rav reve levoi, the one who's like the nasi. The word, the sheresh of the word is Omar Koil. Everything he says has to be listened to. Why? Because the Gizborim would have a day, but they'd be Kofuf, they'd be Meshubit, to the day of the Omar Koil. See, here there's a big discussion over here in the Poiskim. Is Lamaisa, it's not Mestabit that there's three Gizborim that are supervised by seven. Normally there's less supervisors than there are people working in offices, Lahavdlu. Chor over here, Shloisha with seven supervisors. So the Raivin in Tomid brings that over there in the Gemara in Tomid is actually Mavur that there were 13 Gizborim. What it means is that 3 Gizborim out of the 13 at any point had to be in charge of any shatsing up in Yonei Pidyon of Mom and Hegdish, like we said. So it's 3 out of 13. On the 13, there were taka less supervisors. Now the Rav brings a whole Inyan Narichus from the Tesefta, where what was going on over here by the Amar Kelim is anytime Mois had to be taken out, the treasuries of the Migdosh had to be emptied out, they would have, there were seven sets of keys, Mafteches or Azor B'yodom. If one of them wanted to go in, they all went in together, they all had the key, it had to be unlocked by all seven. The Gizborim then went in based on their Rishus to take out money. So it would manage to supervise them on the whole Inyan of the Mois Hegdish. There's another Shmuz, which the Tesis Yonta brings, is a Mishnah Melech in Klei HaMikdosh, is that in other places in Shas, it's Mavur that the Mafteches were not B'dei Damar Kelim. They were B'dei Ziknei HaKehanim, they're the heads of the Kehanim. There's different hierarchies. And Ziknei HaKehuna, exactly what that means is not for now, but there's a hierarchy where Ziknei HaKehuna had the Mavteichos. And the Shaila is, which keys are we talking about? The keys for taking out in the closets that were locked, that were taken out in the morning for the Kelim. There were 93 Kelim that were taken out for the Karbon Tomid, Vahamistayev. Was that taken out al Pidamar Kelim? Not. We're talking about the Mois Hegdish. Kitzur, the Tiferes Yisrael has a harchova also on this Indian, exactly how you divide up the psichas hamavteches. One last point: when you look at the end of the Rav over here, he brings from the Tesefta that there were other levels of the hierarchy also. The Amakel Manat, the Tap, the Shnei Katiloikin. Like we said, you always have less supervisors than office heads. So there were 13 Gizbarim. The Mishnah means the 3 out of the 13. Anything has to be done with 3, but really the 13. There are 7 Amar Kalim. And the Shnei Katiloikim, whatever exactly that means. The Shnei Katiloikim also have on top of them. Why? Because the Skan Kohenim, the two of them were answerable to the Skan Kohen Godel. And the Skan Kohen Godel, of course, was only under the Kohen Godel himself. So really the head of the pyramid was the Kohen Godel, then the Skan, then the 2 Katiloikim, the 7 Amar Kalim, and the 13 Gizbar. And that's what comes out from the way the Rav Cheshmes it. This is a halacha that already applies to every position that's totally in money. You can't give out money. A tzedakah is not allowed to give out money and make decisions who to give and who not to give with Pachs Mishnayim. The Gemara Gradle learns it out from the Pasuk in Parshas Truma. V'heim yikhu esazov. Yikhu is vei. There has to be a vei. There has to be accountability. Chutz mi ben achio. Shalchoyle mi'ayim velozer shal ha'peroichis. Shoysim kiblu roi v'atzib aleim. Being that they didn't really deal with money. So memel the tzibur had a trust in them even though they were yichidim be'minu shalem. They didn't need somebody else with them.